Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It was a quick shock to the system this morning. Much of Manhattan woke up in the dark. Power is coming back on, but the question remains, what happened? WCBS reporter Marla Diamond now joining us live on the Upper West Side. Marla.
And Mac, Manhattan got a taste of what it's been like in the outer boroughs and Westchester and Long Island after Isaias. It happened so early, most missed the blackout, a 20-minute outage affecting the Upper West and East Sides in Harlem. Con Ed said in a statement, "We are investigating a problem on our transmission system that caused three networks in Manhattan to lose their electric supply around 5:13 this morning. The supply has been restored to those networks on the Upper West Side, Harlem, and the Upper East Side. The brief outage has caused delays on nearly every subway line running through Manhattan. The fire department responded to many emergency calls. We saw engines running up and down Broadway in the darkness, but no reports of rescues. The timing was serendipitous, really. Most people were asleep. Some woken by the air conditioner suddenly shutting off. It was a brief but kind of scary outage here. You wonder how long it would last, but thankfully in this case it was very short. Still awaiting answers from Con Ed on how something could happen in a borough where all of the transmission lines are underground. Mac?
Thank you, Marla. And what happened this morning, as you mentioned, couldn't have really come at a worse time considering what's going on in the outer boroughs. It's going to be day three without power for over a million people across the tri-state area after Tropical Storm Isaias hit on Tuesday. All eyes continuing to be on the utilities. They've had a difficult time getting to problem spots. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont sending out the National Guard to help with crews. The city of Bridgeport is preparing to sue United Illuminating over lack of communication when it comes to getting the lights back on. Here's WCBS's Joe Avalar.
Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim says there's a dangerous situation.
We got people trapped in buildings where elevators and lights don't work. There's no air conditioning and it's hot. And I'm afraid of risk of loss of life. We've been lucky so far, but they just don't get it.
Ganim blames the utility, United Illuminating, with not providing him with outage locations or restoration times. United Illuminating spokesperson Ed Crowder says the company liaison has answered all the city's questions. As for when power would be back,
you know, we expect to have most of the customers who are currently out restored by Saturday evening.
Plus, Crowder says, unlike Eversource, UI had prepared for the power of Isaias, and that was reflected in the government paperwork UI filed.
We prepared for the storm that we got. A six-day response was actually a little bit ahead of what is called for in the plan that we filed with PURA.
He adds there may be small outages that won't be restored until early next week. Joe Avalar, WCBS News Radio 880.
And to New York now, where Con Edison says its customers in the city going to have to wait till Sunday to get power back, those who lost it because of Isaias. For Westchester and Rockland, this could linger into next week. Governor Cuomo says utility companies need to be more prepared for service disruptions.
If we're only going to pay for service on sunny days, then that's a different contract. And then reduce the amount of money that we pay for the service. And then we'll agree that when there's a storm, we're going to lose service. But that's not our arrangement with the utility companies.
Governor says the utilities did not live up to their legal obligations. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, I went to grab some breakfast last hour, did not take an umbrella. That was not a good idea.
That's not a good idea if you're under one of those showers. A few of them are on the moderate side, and I see a couple of those right now that have moved out of Manhattan and right on up towards the Bronx, Yonkers, and into the Eastchester section, moving northeast, so it'll follow the NET Hutch and then head towards Connecticut. But there are showers all around the region this morning, and they will be with us from time to time during the day today and into tonight. And highs today, 75 to 80. Low tonight, near 70. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds for the most part. And there is still a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in spots, but otherwise, looks like a dry, warm, seasonably warm day, 80 to 85. But then it starts getting warmer on Sunday, getting into the upper 80s and perhaps even close to 90 in a few spots. Right now in the city, it's 66, humidity 93%, and we have a north breeze, 6 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.